This is Kathy McMillan from Katie's Garden Plant Centre, talking today about hanging baskets. Now, the hanging baskets are very much about the flowers, about the look, but sometimes other factors do come into play. For example, some people find the watering quite hard work. I would say if you haven't got time for watering, then you probably shouldn't have a basket. But the most forgiven option is the pelargoniums, also known as geraniums. So you can have the upright zonal geraniums surrounded by trailing ivy geraniums. Some people also find it a bit hard work keeping on top of the deadheading, because you do need to, every few weeks, take down your baskets to give them a tidy up, or go up a ladder, cut off the old flowers, give them a trim to tidy. So somebody came up with a genius idea of describing some plants as self-cleaning. And what that really means is the old flowers just blow away in the wind, which does save you a job, although you might have to sweep them up, of course. So the begonias and the fuchsias fit the bill for this. If you're working with a bit of shade, on the whole, the hanging basket plants are sun lovers. So your best options: fuchsias, begonias, busy lizzies. You might also find you have some success with petunias, lobelias and bacopas as well. A lot of people are very conscious of the environment now, wanting to be nature friendly. Traditionally, the hanging basket flowers have tended to be quite fancy flouncy flowers that the bees struggle to cope with. So you're going to be looking for plants that have got nice, simple, open flowers. So bacopa, bidens, diasia, fuchsia will often get a visit from the bees. You want to try lobelias and verbenas for the butterflies, and for moths, petunias and the million bells.